Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We've just seen Joe get done, and it looks like we had this a couple of seasons ago, but everyone, it was like one after another, they ticked it off. Dan, it looks like it's Jota and Naby next. Let's start there with Naby Keita. I think of all the contracts Liverpool have got to sort out, this is the most difficult one in terms of evaluation. It's easy. Diogo Jota signs, he deserves more money. He's been fucking brilliant. Naby has been so inconsistent, at unavailable at times, injury record. Again, up and down, he's gone from being the best player on the pitch against Chelsea or Man City, which at Man United, to getting dragged off in games. Like, this is a real difficult one in terms of, we don't know what he's asking for, the length of contract, the money of it. But I usually just, you can kind of get a gist of how much you think someone's worth and how long you want to pay for them. And in my head, I've got no idea what I would do with Naby. I'd definitely be keeping him. I think losing him on a free would be stupid. And you're not going to sell him this summer, by all accounts. There's no interest in that. So you've got to tie him down, but I'm guessing he'll be wanting more money. His advisors will be saying you deserve more dough.
Of course.
But like, I find this a really tricky one to do. Like, how would you value Naby Keita? How'd you put a number on it?
It is really difficult. I think you're right that he will be asking for more money, because pretty much every contract comes with more money, doesn't it? It's very rare someone will take a pay reduction. Let's be quite frank about it. I suppose if you're only as good as your last season, then he deserves a new deal, we'd have to say, because he was outstanding last year. His availability was markedly better as well. But I agree with you. I think it's a really difficult one to judge from the club's perspective, because if we were to go sort of all guns blazing and give him a similar Joe Gomez type of length contract, that's a huge risk from our point of view. He's obviously older than Gomez for a start. I think he's 27, potentially even 28. So it's a gamble, that would be.
He's 27.
Yeah, his injury record is nowhere near good enough to warrant that, quite frankly. But like you say, I don't think we could have afforded to let him go for free. That would have been poor business, similar to what we've seen with Gini Wijnaldum, actually, despite us trying to keep him forever. I think that was sort of a black mark on Liverpool, actually, in recent years, to be honest. Losing someone of Wijnaldum's quality for nothing, the way we've done business, that was probably the one, you know, real standout failure, if you like. So we're not willing to do that with Keita, which I get. But yeah, I mean, I think if something like a three-year deal from this point on slightly increased wages, potentially, I don't think you could do much more than that, quite frankly. I think anything beyond that, and you are risking yourself too much.
You've got to be careful with these things, of course. We know that, Chloe, because like, and I think Sadio Mane's agent said as much, like, what's reported in terms of Liverpool's wages out there is very, very inaccurate. Like, you know, there's often assist bonuses, goal bonuses, appearance fees. Like, it's very, very rare that it is what it is. But according to Spotrac, which a lot of people, again, use as a rough estimate, he's on 120 grand a week, Naby Keita, right now. He signed that, obviously, 2018. He's coming up to the fifth, again, that fifth year. So he's had 4 years on 120. He's going to have a fifth year on it, at which point he's a free agent. Like, I don't know, can you look around your squad and go, Naby, you deserve more than that? That's going to be, it's going to be a tough decision. They're going to have to, because I don't think he'd ever agree to go, yes, sound, let's just roll this one over for a couple more, because someone out there are paying more. There was links to PSG, were linked to him, because he's a really talented footy player.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying, like, Julian Ward's made it look fucking very easy so far. He's just slotted straight into the Edwards chair, and him and his team have sussed it all out. This could be a tricky one. It'd be hard to know, again, what you give him and how long do you give him it for?
Yeah, exactly. And his inconsistency is the reason as to why. I mean, I remember his first pre-season, you got on the plane, you were really excited, and then he didn't play. And the reason was because he injured his neck on the flight over. And I'm like, you're on a first class plane, you've got how much space on that plane, and you're injured, and you didn't see him for the entirety of pre-season. And I think Naby Keita, when he plays, he's brilliant. He is a quality player. It's just getting that out of him, and it's not easy. I mean, we all thought the worst when that Paul Pogba challenge happened on Naby Keita, and he was signed the next week, and you're like, oh my God, what? Like, how has he risen from the dead here? But it, like you said, it's a really hard one because you've got to think what Jota's going to, like, what was Jota on? What's he going to be raised to? If he's only just above Naby Keita, if I was Jota, I wouldn't really be happy with Naby Keita being on more than me, even if he has been there longer, because he's so inconsistent. And I don't want to have a dig at him too much because I think he's genuinely a good player. When he gets in the rhythm, you know, at times, I think Atletico Madrid, he scores these unbelievable volleys. He has these moments of being absolutely brilliant. And then the next game, it's like he's just not good enough. He's not on the pace, and that is the problem with him. He can take people on, and he does it in stupid areas and loses the ball, and it's a turnover, and it costs you. So it is a very hard one for the club. I'm very happy I'm not the one actually doing it because I would not have a clue.
That's the thing.
And you don't want to also insult him. You don't want to say, we only want you for another 2 years at this, and then insult him, and then it goes to sour grapes between the two, because that's not what you want at a football club. You want all the talking to be on the pitch, not in, well, behind the scenes. So it is a tough one. I'd give him another 2-3 year deal, only just increasing it. And I'd basically be saying to him, look, this is the reasons we've done it. If you can't see that, I mean, he can say no, and then you're going to have to give him on a free or give him what he wants. It's very much an ultimatum decision. It's a very awkward position for Liverpool.
Go deeper into the story behind Liverpool's most iconic away kit with this unique feature documentary streaming exclusively now on Redmen Plus. Go to theredmentv.com, sign up and watch it right now.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Definitely. And I think we're both right in saying, like, I think we'd all agree last season was his best season.
Yeah, comfortably.
And he played, you know, he played 40 games more than he's played since that debut season. And I thought he had a good debut season. The 19-20, he was our best player after lockdown. When we come back out of lockdown, I thought he was fabulous. He really was. Yeah. That's the thing, is that he's 27, he's on 100, reported around 120 grand a week. We're not 100% sure about that. It's like, and we've got a comment here, and it's from Sparrow, rather. He just said, give him a 3-year deal with lots of performance-based incentives, because honestly, he's a game-changer.
Yeah.
And if he can find the consistency, then he'll be rewarded. So you're almost putting the ball in his court.
Yeah, yeah.
It's whether he's up for that. He might just be like, why should I sign 130 with that bonus as idea? I can just go over there and get 200 grand a week.
Of course.
Someone will pay me.
Yeah.
That's where they have to get their heads around this, because he should be in Liverpool's best 11, I think. Liverpool's, you know, if you go by transfer fees and pure talent, it should be a no-brainer. He should be like Virgil and Fab and Trent and Salah and Alisson, where they just play. Yeah, Roberts, like, they just play all the time, and he hasn't quite got himself into that.
he's also a different... I thought when we were getting him, I thought, wow, he's hard as nails. He goes into people. We need some of that. We've got no ruthlessness. Well, at the time, we didn't have someone who'd just go and put one on someone in a, in a derby or whatever and get it going. A bit like James Milner when he did it to Neymar against PSG.
He did that in the Bundesliga, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a really poor... type of player we were going to get. He had so many red cards. And I didn't mind it if he could get the red card aspect out of there and just be hard as nails and put one on someone. But it's like, that's not even the player we've got. I don't know who we've got.
Yeah, I thought last season we saw him transform a little bit more into the genie role. Would that be fair to say, Dan? And 100%. I again, for the most part, I think we'd all agree he had a really good season. So I don't think any of us are selling, just selling Abby. There'll be people watching and listening to this who just aren't a fan. I know sometimes I frequent, again, going back to the Discord chat, and anytime Naby's name gets, it's like throwing a grenade into there.
Of course.
He's very Marmite. Some absolutely adore him. Some just can't stand the sight of him being there with that number eight on his back. I think most of us here are kind of more in the middle towards the adore side, given the general mood music. I get to say, again, the filler full of bonuses, and you say, you look at him in the eye maybe and say, if you're good enough, you learn the dough. We know Jürgen will pick you if you're playing well. Jürgen isn't stuck to a plan. He will adapt, given, you know, there's when Jota first signs, there was never a chance in hell that he was planning to go to Man City away and play four attackers.
No.
Jota just got himself in the team and he had to pick him. Jürgen he'll reward good performance. If he's looking at Naby saying, with all due respect, Naby, just go and be better than Jordan Henderson. And you'll play every week.
Yeah.
Fab's going to play every week. There's a good chance Thiago when he's fit, but that's a rarity and we've got to look after him.
Of course.
There's a spec there for you to just go, right, that's I'm playing.
Yeah, and I'd love him to, and I think he's got the ability to do so. Like,
we're a better
team.
I think when Naby's at his best, we're a better team.
100%, because he offers things, to touch on that, he offers things that the others can't do. His dynamic, the way he runs with the ball and what he can create.
His presence are ridiculous.
It's so unbelievable. Good. And he added goal involvements to his season last year as well. Not only was his availability a lot better, he added a lot more goal involvements. Which I think is obviously something we lacked previously from our midfield. I think we always felt, and we kind of wanted the Ox to do that, who's another one you could put into the same bracket, but it looks like we're going to let him go. But he's never fit enough and never consistent enough. Cater's like an upgrade on that, but it just hasn't happened for him consistently enough. You get too many sporadic performances here and there. I think you're right in what you say. Klopp would reward him, and Klopp loves him. I think that's clear to see. He wouldn't have stuck by him, similar to what I said with Gomez before. He wouldn't have stuck by him for so long otherwise, because Cater's injury issues really did become unrelenting and almost quite... Don't use the word boring, but quite, certainly frustrating at one stage, didn't they? Because it was like, oh yeah, two games and he's gone again. And it was just never ending, was it? So
yeah, 2021, he only made 16 appearances again.
And it was silly injuries all the time, wasn't it? It was just silly stuff that,
like,
he was picking.
Like the neck injury when he instantly started from being on a plane for too long.
He's never going to win, this lad. It felt like that. And when he came off against Real Madrid, as we all remember, in that Champions League game, I think we all then thought, well, that's that. He's fair to him. He's managed to stick around, reinvigorate himself, and had his best season to date, I think, like we've said. But I do think, in terms of his contract, we either have to sell him now or we give him a new deal. I think it's as simple as that, like I said earlier.
We can't lose him for free, yeah.
We can't lose him for free. And I think there was interest from PSG, like you mentioned. I think Juventus have been linked to him as well recently. There's definitely suitors out there, particularly in Europe, where I think his style's actually more suited. We've seen how good he was in the Bundesliga. I do think he suits that style of play more. So we definitely get good money for him, and he'd get better wages than we're probably offering. But I think, listen, if you could pay him, pay as you play, that would be ideal. not going to happen. But if you could get him on about the 120 with some bonuses that might bump his pay up, then I think that's perfect.
What about if he just, Klopp says to him, in a year, we'll come, you know, we look at Jota, his contract's already being upgraded because he's that good. If he just says to Keita, you're on this right now, but in a year's time, we can come back to it and look at it if you've had a brilliant season. And maybe it is a case of doing that, you know, going on a base season where it's like, we're not really going to extend your contract too much, but we will increase your pay rise. And that is a thing that can happen. It might not benefit Liverpool, but at least there's a conversation there.
Absolutely. It looks like, again, by all accounts, Liverpool want to get this done. It's not something they're willing to let drift. It's just whether they can come to an agreement.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.